on that. This is one of the things. It's a basic bottom. It's a, I'm working on that, so the quantum state, a quantum system. Then this, transfer hierarchy as a system, is I'm focusing on that visualization stuff. Then, anyway, is that before that, sort of, is that I'm very happy to come back to here. This is because almost 5 years ago, is that I gave a talk about the weak value, it's here. This is the same room. It's a Lucian is also there. This is, I'm also sort of very young.
So where is Lucian?
Yeah, it's a sitting that's an audience.
Well,
yeah.
There is no evidence. Though.
Yeah. Maybe it's that. Yeah. Other time it's that I'm talking about the counterfactual phenomenon. It's to explain the Hardy paradox from the counterfactual point of view in the using the weak value. Then other times the take home message and that the weak value can be explained. That's the counterfactual phenomena first. Second is can be naturally defined in the context of the non, is a contextual, is a probability space. That means this is a non-contextual means is a non-observable independent probability space. Then this, we have to sort of naturally define the weak value. That is a take-home message at the time. So today's take-home message, the weak value can be characterized as is that's the quantum state. And then this weak measurement can be visualized. This is today's take-home message, yes. Then, how to do it? Is that first of all, is the quantum state, is that the visualizing? Is the convention how to evaluate the quantum state? Is, as you maybe know, it's a quantum state tomography. Is that this is a, for simplicity, this is a single qubit. Is example, state tomography is, how to do it? It's a spin X measurement, spin Y measurement, spin Z measurement. It's a, all the sort of possible the outcome is that we can characterize that sort of, it's a Bloch sphere, it's a Psi. This is a standard technique, the state tomography. But this kind of thing, we need a post-information processing. Post-information processing means this is that we can characterize the expression value of that sort of spin Z, spin X, spin Y, spin Z. We have to take in account the probability distribution X, Y, Z. Then after that, we have to the post information processing, it is a calculation, we have to evaluate that, this point. But so the today's question is, it is possible to demonstrate that the quantum state without the post information processing. This is the question. That is true or not? This is, of course, that I am present here. That's the yes. Then, the essence is that from the Akira Tonomura, that's the, like you were talking about the brief history about the demonstration of AB effect. Other times, so that he demonstrates that this kind of the successful result to first a clear evidence to show that the AB effect or using here electron microscopic tomography. Then this, is a visualizing, so he claims that again and again, visualizing the nature in that using the electron microscope. So to inspire his claim, I want to sort of focusing on that sort of visualization stuff. Then anyway, how to do that? Is the polarization state of light. Is that the first of example? This is a sigma x, is the notation is a x, h minus bb, such kind of case. Weak value is, can be calculated, right here. This is a post-selection is R. R means that the base, I'm so sorry, that the base is, notation is slightly changed. It's R and L is a zero over one. Then it's the cosine theta over sort of theta and the phi that can be characterized as the initial state. Other case, post-selection R is the flipping that this kind of thing. This is so weak value can be computed. That's the exponential I phi over tangent of theta over two. That's the meaning. This is so the stereographic projection. R is here. This is the orthogonal state L. Also from the orthogonal state L, so there can be sort of stereographic projection psi to this point. This point is real part of the imaginary peak value. And also the imaginary, real part is the weak value and the imaginary part of weak value. in the xy plane, it can be implemented that's this kind of quantity. Then, it's that's how to do it, that's the weak value. It's how to measure it's the weak value. It's as you maybe know, it's a weak measurement. Then, it's briefly, it's mention about the weak measurement. That's the target stage, post-selected stage, is the probe state that it's shifted. That's it. Then, but this is that one of the schematic example. It's the weak interaction. Is that the polynomial type of interaction is here? Yes, it's shifted to the X shift. That's the position shift. If that's the probe state the Gaussian, is the position shift, it's the real part to that's the proportional to the real part of weak value. But it's the momentum space to the taking the Fourier transform, is that we can get to the imaginary part. This is the standard strategy of this state. But probe state is that we need that measurement is the X and P. This is the uncommutable observable. Then expression value is that the can be momentum, position and momentum is shift is needed. That means the post information process is also needed. This is because that's the X and P is anti-commutable. Then it's as we know, to be known is that to inspiring the visualization of the quantum state. First of all, it's the first seminal paper by Jeff Randin in the 2011, it's 5 years ago. It's a direct detection of the wave function. That means is that the X, the projection operator weak value, we can calculate it. In such kind of case, is the post selection P equals 0. Such kind of case, oh, this is the we can showing up the psi of X. This is so interesting that the experimental result is that this is a lambda over half of that. This is a weak measurement to that to implement that the polarization slightly change it. Then this finally is to be so the Fourier transform the lens to the slit is a weak and pinhole is taking that post selection is a can be sort of post selection processing. Then after that lead out to the weak measurement outcome, but this is a slightly is the quarter wave plate, the half wave plate is a inside or not inside. This is a possible is that six, two to four, four possible is the outcome is that we can detect. Then after that, it's the he demonstrates such kind of result. Real part is the x real part of the wave function, imaginary part of the wave function. And the probability distribution, like here. And also is a dot, black dot line is that's the fate. But weak wave function can be defined but from the weak measurement, but this process is also the post information processing is needed. That's why this result is the four possible outcome we have to do, we have to need it. Then our task, not to directly use this kind of scenario. Then our approach is to change it. Yeah.
On the previous diagram,
yeah.
You had there Fourier transform lens. Is that it?
Yeah. This is only the lens of that's the this is the only focusing on that's the this point.
How does it work? What is Fourier transform lens?
Ah. This is only that Fourier transform lens. Just the that's only the focus.
So what's the difference between Fourier transform lens and just
yeah. Just no, 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 no. Just a lens.
Just a lens.
Yeah.
Just a whole lens.
It performs a Fourier transform in the transverse spatial direction.
So it's
transverse direction.
At the focus point, the transverse direction becomes P.
Yeah, this is becomes to the P. Is that the so many direction, like there? But it's the focusing on the one play, one point. Is the taking to that the converted to the momentum space. Roughly speaking, this is a standard technique of the optics, yeah. Like now. Yeah.
Sorry, can you go to the where was the graph that you were showing?
Here.
Yeah. Next one.
Yeah. This is so that first one.
Yeah. So what is?
Okay. This is the probability distribution. That's the probability
but
density.
What is the black one on the top.
Black one is the arcs tangent the real part to the imaginary part.
Oh.
Then does that mean it fades? Then this the phase also the fluctuating, like here. Probability distribution is also here. Yeah, it can be explained. That's the beautiful example. So that's the probability density itself. That means directly we measure it. It's a, that's the intensity on that sort of CCD camera, for example. That is the case. This is the equivalent to that, this kind of result. That's surprising for me, that other time. Then, our approach is, it's the changing to that, it's the wave function. Wave function now is using that the optical implementation, is now we focusing on the consideration. It's the optical propagation now is written by the from Maxwell equation. This is kind of that, so this kind of optical propagation equation like there. U is that so represents the x, ex, ey, ez, bx, by, vz. Then paraxial axial approximation, that means only through that sort of single mode. Single mode is that the trans, is that the optical propagation mode means that the optical propagation axis can be represented by Z. As a case, this is a standard form that the, this partial differential equation can be used that here. This is called so-called Helmholtz equation. Then there are so many sort of solution of this here, but U is a cylindrical symmetric. That's the case. This is so compute. It is analytically compute. That's kind of here. This is only sort of focusing on that here. This is Laguerre polynomial. Then so-called is a Laguerre-Gauss mode. It's written that here. Basically, that's the much more simpler version of this solution. This is so complex. Then it's a much more focusing on version 2D plane. XY, is the, we can characterize XY. XY means only sort of optical propagation axis here. This is cutting off that zone. This is the probability density and that's the written by X plus I sine L Y times the L's power, exponential such kind of Gaussian function. So some normal distribution. Then this is so L goes to the zero. L goes to the zero, that means totally Gaussian. Nothing to do. This is the or equal one, exponential minus X squared plus Y squared over 4 times to the sigma squared. That means this is a Gaussian. Then this is so-called, it's the equivalent to that the Gaussian cases, non-Gaussian cases. But L equals L, this is the equal distribution phase diagram. But Laguerre-Gauss mode cases, is the, for example, L equal 2, this is the same phase. This is the rotate, such kind of there. This is so difficult to do, yeah. Yeah, it is possible to demonstrate that for easy. Then it's right now it's so many sort of technique can be experimentally implemented. Then rough explanation how to, why to extract out such kind of information to be using the sort of Laguerre-Gauss mode. First of all, it's the brief review of that sort of Gaussian cases, 2D plane. This is only sort of shifted to that sort of X direction only. This is because the von Neumann interaction G times the A hat B X only. Then this is slightly shifted to that sort of weak measurement can be applied with after the post selection. This is a shifted point, it's like here, only the X shift. But Laguerre-Gauss mode cases, this is a light has angular momentum to do that. This is the phase plate the rotate. Then this is shifted to that the middle, is the right hand side. This can be interfere and also rotate. Then is that the this optical vortex point is the weak hole. This point is shifted to like here. Then
what's the meaning of the white region?
White region, that's nothing to that.
There is nothing.
Yeah, this is because.
Is anywhere it can be, right?
Yeah, no. Equal, x, y equals L, this is L. this is the intensity equals zero. This is the x is the that's at the origin. This intensity itself is also zero. That's the special unique sort of feature of the Lagrange Gauss model.
Sometimes they're called donut beams because they have no hole.
Then how to calculate this? I skipped that sort of detailed calculation, but using this Lagrange Gauss mode, such kind of case, the x shift is the g times the real part weak value, y shift is the g times the l times the imaginary part weak value. A equal 1, exactly it's the g times the real part weak value, g times the imaginary part weak value. Then, using this phenomena, it is possible to visualize this. This is because x and y is a commutable.
Hold on, so p sub x is the operator associated with the variable x.
Yeah.
And yet you have delta x and delta y coming from the same.
Same. Using
from,
that sort of.
The same thing a coupled to that p sub x.
Yeah.
It's a little counterintuitive.
Yeah, that's because this is so rotate to that sort of shift. This example here. This is a coupled to the x shift, only to shift it there. This is a rotate to the sort of propagating. This is so interference between two points. And after the post selection, slightly shift.
So basically what I'm asking is why wouldn't you consider a more general Hamiltonian which you have APX plus BPY?
I see. This is one of the examples. But this is we need a two probe in such kind of case.
Two probes?
Yeah. Yeah, the x direction is the y direction is shifted. Is that the, you're asking that why do not to change that's the interaction Hamiltonian? Well, of course, that's one of the approach. But this kind of case, much more easy to implement. Yeah. This is the x and y shift. This is not to precisely tune for the practical purpose. Then, this is the one more thing to summarize that sort of this kind of thing. This is a Gaussian probe cases, x shift p, so the momentum shift, real part, imaginary part, but the Lagrange Gauss mode cases, x shift real part is the y shift the imaginary part. It's the all order sort of calculation, is that we have to implement that in New Journal of Physics last year. That's the real, it's the x shift only the real part, the y shift only the imaginary part, basically. Then this structure is the, without the approximation, this structure is also same, yeah.
Are you tracking the whole, or are you tracking the average intensity?
Average intensity.
So previous slide had average intensity. That cross looks like it's on the whole.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
okay.
This is so misleading. Yeah, average intensity, yeah. Then this average intensity, then is that the L equal 1, this kind of case, this is a so special cases. Average intensity is the L equal 1, is the minus G times the imaginary part weak value. Y shift only to be the optical borderless point is the symmetric. This is up to the first order calculation. Then only to see do we want to check is the optical vortex point. Optical vortex point means that it's this intensity zero point only to chase there. This is I'm so sorry, that's this exam. It's the, this dot point is that opposite one. Yeah.
Should be down,
yeah, I'm so sorry, yeah. Then it's why is that this kind of thing is to be applied? It's this kind of phenomena. This is so the classical optics and the quantum mechanics also equivalent. It's exactly same to the Helmholtz equation. Using that, this is this transformation, phi, I'm so sorry, I'm spewing notation. You transfer that to this phi of ket into the del x over del x is the p hat. In such kind of case, this partial differential equation can be represented as here. Yeah?
Hold on. Is it possible to type okay? Because I don't see a second derivative respect to Z.
Yeah?
That's the point.
That is the point.
No, no, no. I don't see the capital derivative of the Z. So maybe little u didn't have Z in it.
Pardon?
Little u afterwards, perhaps, or approximation.
Yeah?
You shouldn't have Z there. Just above.
Just above, yeah.
Just
saying why you don't have the third term, which would be the partial derivative of u with respect to.
If you move.
This one?
No, if you move one line up. One line up where you just circle. Just to the left, there is z there in argument of little u.
Yes.
Maybe it shouldn't be there.
It should be there.
It should be.
Should be,
yeah.
So he's making approximation.
This is a z and a z.
So there is some.
The assumption is that the motion in z away from that. Is very slow.
Very slow. Yeah.
Is there a watch?
Yeah.
This is a watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a watch? And you can ignore the second
beam.
Yeah.
It's that.
Sorry, that's not only this. Using this only this sort of function. This is not a transfer. That sort of this is a, can be not deduced to from this equation to this equation. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. You are right. Sorry. Then this. I'm so sorry. That's another sorry. This is a u of r. It can be represented as a phi cat. Such kind of case, two-dimensional is the quantum mechanics, is the Schrödinger equation can be represented as. Then partial differential equation, equation motion of that electromagnetism. This is also that's the Schrödinger equation. That's the equivalent. That's why it's this kind of wavefront plane. Wavefront plane can be represented as is the weak, is the quantum mechanical phenomena. Then. It's going back to that, this point, using this Poincaré sphere is or Wolf sphere is can be represented as here. This is so real part, imaginary part, weak value using such the Laguerre-Gauss mode. It is possible to implement that at this point. It's the optical vortex point. Then how to implement there? Using is that first of all using this Laguerre-Gauss mode, how to create it? This kind of that is a quarter wave, a Q plate is so called. This is a wave, is a fast axis of that wave plate. This is so only so one cycle. Yeah, like there. Then this, we can cut it to that precisely. Is it possible to do? First of all, is the input beam is the Gaussian mode, is a finally output mode of optical vortex beam can be implemented. Then this second part is how to implement that weak measurement. This is the we use that Sagnac type interferometer like there. This is a polarized Sagnac type interferometer like there. It's a polarized beam splitter here. This is a H mode B mode here. H mode is anti-clockwise. B mode is clockwise here. This is tilted to that this only is a mirror. It's a 45 degrees slightly tilted. In that case, optical propagation mode of this direction is shifted in the B and the H. Then this is, can be represented as is the sigma x times the times the px. In that x mode is here. Finally, is we take the post direction. Post direction finally is using the u is the quarter wave plate, half wave plate. Is that the polarized beam splitter? It is possible to extra out such an information. Then is finally we put the CCD camera. That's it. Then is finally is our result is we show. Is the first of all is that we prepare the H student polarization. We rotate. We put the halfway plate. Is a rotate. That's the. Theoretically, it's a rotation like here on the Bloch sphere in the sort of is a angular sort of theta. Then it's a move like this movie, it's the optical vortex point for the experimenters. It's or can be doing that like that's the circle B. It's a this result is a blue dot line, is a red dot line. Is a red dot line is an experimental result. In that chasing on that, this is the zero intensity point. And the blue dot line is the theoretical result. Oh, well fit. Second one, this is the only enjoined us the example, it's the engineering example. This is a quarter wave plate, two quarter wave plate, like here. One of this is an infinite shape. It's just only the, just in a toy. Then this, you might see that this movie, oh, this is a zero intensity point moving to that infinite shape. Is that the same thing? This is all, oh, well, quite well nice to the implement that, this kind of scenario. And sort of remapping to the sort of point, to the Bloch sphere, oh, it is okay. And also the calculation of the fidelity, calculation of fidelity, and that's the any angle theta in the sort of each point, the point by point, is the, we can calculate the fidelity. Such kind of cases, oh, this is not so bad. It's the baddest case is 0.85, but the good case is almost one. Then this average fidelity, all the result is that 0.094, such kind of case, quite high. This is the experimental result. That's why do we need such kind of result? And that's the one practical purpose of this using this. This is one of the applications is that real-time ellipsometer. Ellipsometer means to measure is the thickness of the material. Using this, first of all, polarization, unpolarized here, this is some polarizer put in here, which is the input is a sample. If the sample has a thin film, it's a thin film means using this only to the surface the reflection and the bottom line the reflection, slightly different to the changing the rotation of that the polarization. This polarization doesn't mean this the Kramers-Kronig relationship. It is possible to calculate there using this the diffraction index. In that, that's the how to so making that the polarizer is the initial polarized beam. Then after that, normally is we rotate the analyzer. That means the quarter wave plate so rotate is a fast three. Then the finally is we put the measurement. Then there's a real time voltage result. In that's the result from that this point of data. Using this, how much the change to the shift to the sort of polarized state. From that two point of the data is so many, we can calculate that is the thickness of this material. This is the ellipsometer, of principle of the ellipsometer. It's the commercial basis right here. This is also, that this point replaced our application, applicational result. It might be possible to do. Much more easy to implement it. Is that the change, how much change is that the polarization? And that's the result, the average fidelity is 0.994. Then it might be possible, one possible application.
Do you know but, how good the...
Yeah, not yet, sir. Try that today, yeah. Honestly speaking, right now it's my collaborator, experimental collaborator, want to implement it in that the, during that the material synthesis, we put into the polar, this kind of scheme we use. It is it might be possible to do is a evaluate the thickness so by the real time by you during the material synthesis.
What physical sizes are we talking about here?
Yeah, for example, it's a 4 nanometer, such kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, that this kind of a millimeter scale of the thickness, it is impossible. Yeah. But the thin film, that means the submicrometer, such kind of this, such kind of region, that's the result. This kind of application, it can be used. It's a, now it's a commercial basis also. Yeah.
It's like I have no idea how they normally do it. But is it possible that, this would just be a lot cheaper, this kind of a device?
I have no idea, too. That's the...
The answer is it's not his money.
Okay, it's the, my answer is also the, not my money. Sorry. Yeah. Then it's the, okay. Let's go to the, going back to the fundamental stuff. Then the change in the post selection, such kind of cases. This is a non sphere, is a south sphere, so it can be there. In that case, non approximation of that state, this kind of result, how to do it? This is all. It's mostly breaking down of that 0 intensity point, ultra vortex point. We cannot see, we cannot characterize it.
So the density here is positive quantity.
Yeah, positive quantity, but the zero intensity point, is that the shift is larger than, is that the approximate, first order approximation? This is so, shape itself, intensity itself is broken.
Yeah.
Normally, it's that we have to that, this calculation is a G times A weak value, absolute value. This is a less than one. This is an approximation condition. It is easy to extra out the weak value. But in this point, it's a blue curve. This is easy to calculate. This using this more than one. In that case, this is an approximation is broken. Then we need that sort of full order calculation. In such a case, this is intensity itself is broken. Then this is such kind of result. But in that case, this is a change in the post selection from the south sphere to be sort of remapping to that sort of this projection point or this kind of here. This is so nice. In that case, on that the mixed state cases, four possible outcome: south sphere, north sphere, western hemisphere, eastern hemisphere, such kind of four possibility is that we can measure up to at least two hemisphere can be satisfied at this condition. Then this kind of thing is like uncontrollable, is the mixed state cases, it is possible to demonstrate that this sphere, this point, we can remap to that mixed state cases. Yeah. Then this, from the visualization, that's a point, it is recover that. It is possible to recover that this kind of state, quantum, any quantum state, for the single qubit. Then, one of the first parts of my talk is that geometric quantum state can be implemented by the weak measurement in the only the single qubit. Second case is how to do it. Geometric phase is also that can be visualized. First of all, is a geometric phase can be sort of connected to that weak value. As you maybe know, is that this is the ABC, is that kind of thing. We can calculate the argument. This is called so-called the geometric phase.
Hold on, what is ABC?
ABC is such kind of state. A, B, C. Yeah. Such kind of case, this is easy to compute. It's this kind of thing. It's the projection operator B is the weak value. And the argument. Then A, B, C is the Mahasen-Dyson Fermat cases. This is an example. This is a B. This is one of this we can get to the phase. This phase we can call geometric, patron-random geometric phase. This interferon pattern, that's the, we can calculate the much more so complicated result. Yeah, like there, it is possible to. Usually, is that the, is a, my collaborator, that's the, not to include me, that the Japanese team is a show that, first of all, is a quantum eraser analog to be implemented at the geometric phase. This is the first of all, is a double slit experiment, using sort of labeling to the first labeling, second labeling, first one is a post selection. Such kind of cases, we can change the interference pattern. How to do it? First of all, is that usually it's a Fitch wave path. It's a labeling itself is the after the labeling is a weekend if the orthogonal state is here and here this kind of situation, no interference pattern. Then it's a no, oh sorry, it's a first of all is that standard analysis is a non-feature path information, such kind of cases. This is the only getting the phase information, like here. This is so, this information coming from the interference pattern. But the feature path information, this is represented like here. If that's the case, this is the orthogonal cases completely destroyed out if that's the interference pattern. But after the post-selection, after the labeling, then it's again to the post-selection. This is a quantum eraser, so-called. Such kind of case, additional phase can be gated. This phase is equivalent to that the geometric phase. Then it's without post-selection, this is from that point, from the state to going to that's another state. With post-selection, it's from that the psi mi is going to that this post-selection point, then after that, this point. This is the triangle, can be computed. This is the equivalent to the geometric phase. Then these phase differences, these phase differences can be sort of experimentally implemented. It is possible to extract the geometric phase. Then this one of the example to that's the how to implement that this kind of thing. This is a standard X is the orthogonal state, this plane and this plane. This plane is that's the double slit example. Then is the firstly sort of polarized state is here. Finally, another state of that's here. In such kind of case, changing to that's the theta 2, changing. If the interference pattern is, can be changed, like here. It's first of all, blue solid line, black solid line, then this, the next one is a black dot line can be implemented. It's slightly changed to that's the result. Without the with post-selection, without the post-selection, with post-selection, slightly shifted. This shifted quantity is can be implemented by the geometric phase. This is the first one in that the phase visualization using the weak measurement. Another thing is that GUI phase is one of that the optical propagation phase can be visualized. Is that this paper will be appear soon, hopefully. I'm not sure. Yeah. Yeah, how to do that today? Is that what it is, the GUI phase? GUI phase is that using going back to the optical propagation equation, is the Helmholtz equation. This is the first, and that's this equation implements that here. This result is formally written by here. This is the exponential part is a phase term. Phase term. It's R means this is the radius of that's the optical propagation, is the beam radius, and L theta is this rotation, and also Z is the optical propagation. Z depends on the phase, is that here and here. RZ is the beam radius, and that's chi Z is so-called the GUI phase, roughly. Then it's a so-called optical propagation phase. How to visualize it using this? Why do we important this kind of phase? This GUI, using this phase, this is so, one of the thing is two beams can be easily inserted here for the throwing the material. Throwing the material using the Doppler shift, it's changing the phase. This phase change is the implement that's the optical propagation phase. It's the so-called GUI phase change. Then it's changing the GUI phase. It is possible to analyze that how much fluid, how much velocity is we can measure the velocity of that such kind of material, fluid material. Then it's using this. It's our technique. Is a two is a Lagrange mode. It's a first Lagrange mode, zero L, and only two differences, L plus two. It's just a superposition. up to now, it's I don't know why it's so clear to only this combination, it's L and L plus 2, it can be implemented to this kind of result. I don't know why, but this using this this state is a first of all is a probe state, the superposition is a two Lagrange Gauss mode. In that case, it is easily computed like here. Only the information is the real part weak value, imaginary part weak value, imaginary part weak real part. This is the two optical voltage point. In the sine chi z plus z is the gu z, and also the cosine chi z plus gu z. Then that means it's such kind of from that point, this is the rotation angle of this information from the x and y. That means it's the optical voltage point. This is slightly, this is shifted to that's the angle of the information of this two optical voltage point. From that the angular the mean the angle shift can be sort of implemented that can be get the information of that the geometric GUI phase. Then oh okay, this is a tangent to the chi d plus gu z. Gu z is unknown, but unfortunately, if that the gu z is known, that it is possible to extra out the whole that the GUI phase information. From that, the only change that the superposition of the Lagrange-Gauss-Moore, the probe. And now, it's a quantum phase can be directly measured by its weak measurement. Okay, it's the, now it's a single qubit cases. Intensity is can be visualized. Is that the and also the phase also the visualizing? Oh, third one, how to do that? It is possible to the n qubit cases. How to implement there? Is a collaborate with Mikko Tukianen. He's my internship student for staying the 3 months, 4 months in my institute. Is from basic from the Finland. He's the University of Turku, and also that's the Hirokazu is my collaborator. Is always a time, and also is for simplicity. Is that the state two qubit cases. Is the pure state, is written by here. Is the post selection, is the state is the 1-1, such kind of cases. What's why? Is laughing? Roman. Sorry.
Pardon?
Yeah, why is you are lucky? All right. It's okay. Is that the case? Zero is this coefficient, is the ratio, is the can be written by the weak value. Then is we measure the concurrence. Concurrence means concurrence equals zero if and only if this state is the separable state. Then it is possible to judge the concurrence. Is the concurrence equals zero or not? Then we can compute the concurrence like here. Is this is the ratio like here? Then all the possibility it is easy to compute all possibility all coefficient that can be computed. That's the weak value. But the single weak value. And joint weak value. But how to do that, the joint weak value imaging? This is one of the questions. Then, is going back to the definition of that the relationship A00 over A11. This is related to that, the sigma x tensor sigma x, the weak value. This is decompose, it's A01. This is inserting. Such kind of cases. This situation can be implemented as single side of the weak measurement only. We need that the both the weak measurement is simultaneously and the entangled probe cases. But this kind of the scenario is can be computed the single times the weak measurement is a single part is the weak value with changing that the post selection. This is so important, the relationship. Then there's a joint weak value can be transformed to a single observable weak value with a different post selection.
What is psi
AB? Psi AB is, it's the initial state, sorry.
So you say there's this factorization.
Huh?
So this factorization works for
yeah.
two qubits?
Yeah. This is only the change to that sort of, that's the speed notation. This is the initial pre-selected state. This is the post-selected state. Post is now is a post-selection. It's a 1-1. 1-1 is a post-selection. This post, this value is a post-selection is a 1-1. Sorry, it's a psi ab 1-1. It is easy to compute. It's a can be decomposed. That's the single side weak weak value. And another side, the change in the post selection is a single observable weak value. It's the same technique. That it is possible in n qubit cases. It's the standard. Easy to imagine that such kind of case. Then, but the, going back to the concurrence cases can be applied as here. It is easy to case. It's the concurrence equals zero if and only if one tensor sigma x 0 1 to the post selection equals the one tensor sigma x is a one with the post selection 1-1. That means only single checking the single observable is that the weak measurement with the change in post selection 0 1 or 1-1. If that's the using this the schematic scenario here. This is a, now is a, we have to entangle probe or not. We have to generate it there. This is the same technique you using. We are checking to that to the CCD camera. It's the optical vortex point. It's a, if the case is the PD one means it's a, is the same post selection and so a different post selection. This is two imaging. It's equivalent to that. Is the same point, the optical vortex point is the same imaging. Oh, that's the case, this situation, concurrence equals zero. If the different, that's not equal, that means not, concurrence is not equal. That means that's the, this state is the entangle. Then this is a visualization data, it can be sort of distinguished, and this state in entangled or not. That is the result. It's a separate condition is related to that imaging data. Then finally, is that the outlook, as I said to you, that's the n qubit to the generalization, spin half system, is that can be characterized by the 2 times n the weak value, is the all possibility. It's a, just the extension of this result. It is so easily. Then it's a quantum many-body system, it can be visualized using this kind of technique. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah.
I still have my previous question. You usually are tracking the position of the vortex hole in all of your diagrams.
Yeah.
Is it really supposed to be the hole?
It's a case, it's L equal 1, Lagrange-Gauss mode case. L equal 1 cases only. L equal is more than 2, that's is over L is equal minus 1. This is an anti-vortex, that's a normal vortex that clockwise it. Anti-clockwise it, that's a different result. Of course, we have to check. Is that the, in the expression value, is the computing. But
it's formally the mean, right?
Formally it's a mean.
So it should be the place of average intensity.
Yeah.
Which I guess is always different than the hole unless it's a symmetric donut.
And that's the, more than is that's the any cases.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in any kind of the Lagrange-Gauss mode, this is so, general form is here, written by is a P and L. P and L, this is so, yeah, this is slightly, always changes the notation, and that's the case. It's the L equal 1 cases, in the P equal 0, these cases, optical vortex point, the average mean is the opposite to the reflect to the y direction, sorry, x direction.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, this is this this expectation is broken. Uh-huh. Yeah. L equal to such kind of cases, two optical vortex is that can be appear. Is a P and the relate to the P L is a relation to the, for example, 1-1, such kind of cases. This is so optical vortex one slightly changed, but this is not so the exactly 2-1 cases. Optical zero intensity point is the zero intensity point. Then we have to not to rotate such kind of thing. Uh-huh. Then it is not to chase such kind of observation. Oh, like here. That mean itself. This is a far away from that zone. It's the optical vortex point.
Right. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. This is only this using the condition A equal one only.
Uh-huh. It's like, are you using a symmetry where by finding out where the vortex is, you do some reflection and you know where the intensity point is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's in the case of the A equal one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But otherwise, Justin pointed out, is that we have to compute the average mean.
The actual mean.
So yeah.
It's actually easier to find the whole.
Yeah, whole, that's the transfer
W. If you use that in a simple transform, that's actually easier.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then we use that only the L equal 1.
Interesting.
But this kind of cases, so the geometric V-phase cases, is the L equal 1. Is the L equal minus 1, this is the two differences. L equal is the minus 1, sorry. Minus 1 to the plus 1, in that case, is the all minus L equals the insert is the minus 1. This is the all part is the cancel out.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we cannot get out the Gwee phase information. This is a symmetric, anti-symmetric information. This is a change in the phase. In that scenario, right, it is so difficult to see in that scenario. This intensity two optical vortices like here, this vortex is slightly shifted. In that situation, this we needed to extract the touch kind of information. Then symmetric point, this is nothing, no information from that data. In, even if that's this, only two differences, the Lagegaard model is the superpose.
Actually, I should point out to Jeff, in this slide, it's a very good example.
Mm-hmm.
Real part is not dependent on the state of the pointer.
Yeah.
The imaginary part is always weighted by state-dependent back action factors here.
Right.
That's exactly what you're using to measure the GUI case. That's, it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you focusing on low L because it's impractical to go higher L?
Practically it's a, practically means that it is so difficult to implement that higher order L. But recently it's the entanglement state of the L equal 1,400 such kind of thing. It's the atom time.
400 what?
L equal 400.
Oh, L equal 400.
Yeah. That's the entangled state that can be implemented in by the Anton Heidinger group.
That's high enough.
Yeah. This is so, now it's much more as a higher order L. It might be possible to use, but this is the, in general sense, that's the, on the laboratory side, it is so difficult to implement it. Yeah. Then it's only focusing on
because
that.
Because of the angle resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
The quality of the mask.
Yeah. This is so many so optical vortices. 400 point, L equal 400, that's the point in the circle, the vortex is 400. This is, it's even in the high resolution CCD camera, it is possible. That's another thing it is impossible to do. So then we are only focusing on the low L, yeah.
There's a clever way that Bob Boyd's group uses to measure that. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. So Roman, they pick this donut shape, and they pass it through an optical element that causes it to unfold into a linear shape. very cool. It takes it, it becomes like this crescent as it propagates, unfolds, and then it's linear. Then they can expand it and
yeah.
then use a linear detector array, and then they can get very good angular resolution on the telnet.
But what's the advantage of having just a big radio circle?
Big circle, yeah. Of course, that's the if the case, it's that the
mode ends up somewhere different.
We can do. Yeah, in principle, we can do, but technologically, it's so hard.
Yeah.
But then it's like the robot group, robot work group, that's the, it's just to explain that the, such kind of thing. This is, we need the additional technique. For example, another thing is the 400, how to make that, this kind of the beam. Maybe it's, I have skipped there. Yeah, here. This is several kind of that, is implemented, how to generate that, the Dragon Glass mode. This is one of the things, the fork program, using this in that, like the, it's focusing on that, changing the diffraction, diffraction index for the electrically. Is it by pixel, it is possible to the making up this kind of thing. Using this, AO equal 1 is a Lagrange glass mode beam. We turning over to the, is a Gaussian.
Yeah.
Using this kind of technique, it's a standard you use it, is that we check that, oh, this is kind of the, we confirm, experimentally confirm, oh, to generate this Lagrange glass mode or not. Using this technique, is the Erico 400 cases is such a program, fork program is can be used, is can be implemented. That's the so many things.
Then you couple it into a single mode fiber. So.
Yeah. For example, yes.
Yeah.
Another thing is that it's so many techniques, and now is we have to confirm such a higher order L. But now. Even if low L cases also, but now it's only for why do I focusing on that the low L? That only answer is the simply implemented. Yeah, that's it.
There are no other questions. Let's thank you, Tom, again.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, just a workshop and conference talk is completely different. So this is a much more foundational stuff. Yeah, I'm talking about it.
So what is gonna be conference talk about?
Is that the? Oh yeah, this is a good question. This is only focusing on that. As I said, it's the AV effect.
It's not ready. Yet,
this is
right?
So no. It's the AV effect with the quantum tunneling.
AB effect, what?
AB effect with quantum tunneling.
Oh, nice. Okay, so.
Yeah.
By the way, since Yutaka brought it up, Yutaka should be, I think he's, yes, he's the only person in this room has actually just delivered his talk title and abstract on time.
We're doing tomorrow. We have Friday.
No. I think that no deadline is implemented. Then it's
No, it's not.
I don't know. It's on time.
It's due time. It's tomorrow.
I know.
Yeah, that's only so that soon. I received that email. Then soon after that, I received the news. That's it.
Actually, Yutaka is the only one in this room, man.
Yeah.
He did it like in 3 minutes when he got the email.
Like, you start to look like.
Yeah, this is because of simple.
So when you watch
this, that's why it's that I forgot.
Is
any time.
Got in the end.
Then it is the mind of the short. Then I should.